While most people who practice Islam in Zimbabwe are of Malawian, Zambian, and Indian origins, more indigenous people are converting to the Islamic faith. Experts and members of the Muslim community say the religion has been practiced in isolation for long, but this is changing fast. Sheikh Anubi Twabi, administrator at Africa Muslim Agency in Harare, attributes this to the availability of more Islamic literature and teachings in the mosques around the country.
Islam is growing like nowadays. Because the previous days it wasn't, people, they were not knowing more about it because there was no more information which was passed to the people. So you find people were not reading, were not knowing the religion.
Sheikh Yusuf Binali of Mbari in Harare says educated young people are also helping spread Islamic teachings.
The growth of Islam is not going like the prosperity gospels, whereby if you just call once, then you have people coming in numbers. But the mosques, if you look at the setup already, those people we are speaking about, they are no longer there. Some of them died some years ago. But you see, if the siblings coming in, many other members who embraced Islam, they are the people still flocking to the mosques. So you find that mosques couldn't expand in many areas. But as long as we can say, maybe we only see the numbers that flock to the church, to the mosque, they tell us the growth. Unlike when we could have even maybe the whole mosque, only a line of 10 people or 20. But today you can have 150 families in almost one area.
Agnes Chiwara, a lecturer in the Department of Religious Studies at the University of Zimbabwe, says the religion is attracting more people, especially the youth, for a number of reasons, such as the availability of scholarships offered by Islamic countries represented in Zimbabwe.
But what I'm aware of is that there are some Zimbabweans, you know, various of them, they've converted to, you know, to Islam, and they're actually attracting a lot of people, especially the youth, because of, you know, the scholarships and so forth. And also because there are also some aspects of Islam which are the same with, you know, the African traditional beliefs and practices.
There are 13 Islamic embassies in Harare, and every year they provide many scholarships to young Muslims to pursue studies in their nations. Sheikh Binali says Zimbabwe's new constitution is enhancing efforts to spread the religion to remote areas of the country, as they are allowed to move around freely without fear of being labeled foreigners or aliens.
You will find out that when the constitution actually gave these freedoms, it was a welcome thing that everyone now he feels safe in Zimbabwe and he feels himself a Zimbabwean. So there will be now a more of a regeneration and a rejuvenation of that same kind of thing, to say now people find themselves being Zimbabweans again. This will actually give people actually freedom to interact with anyone, knowing that he's fully a Zimbabwean, unlike in the past.
He admits that the stigma of being labeled an alien hampered efforts to preach freely, especially in rural areas. Chiwara says the country's new constitution would certainly aid the spread of Islam in Zimbabwe.
We'd find that most of the Muslims could not even vote in the last elections. But for these elections, most of them, you know, exercise their right to vote. And this is actually a positive thing, and they are no longer confined even in terms of movement.
Sheikh Ismail Duwa, National Chairman of the Islamic Supreme Council of Zimbabwe, says there are already many indigenous Muslims in Zimbabwe.
Scholars are also joining. Not only that, we've got indigenous Muslims from Waremba, which is Chinyika in Masvingo, and Weza. All those people, they are Mandishes, they are Muslims. And those are indigenous, they didn't come from Malawi, they are from here. Because the history tells us that the first person to go to Zimbabwe ruins were Arabs, before Dr. Livingstone. And those Arabs spread the Islam, that's why they are those Waremba called Wamwenye. So it means that Islam now is with the indigenous people, which are Waremba, people from Malawi who came from Malawi during the Federation, then people from Zambia during the Federation, and people from Mozambique and other from Tanzania.
Chiwara says terrorist activities of Islamic fundamentalist groups like Boko Haram of Nigeria would obviously deter some people from converting to Islam. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.